I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, I like the guy. I think he's going to be a contributor, but he's not the honey badger anymore. He's a good NFL safety that you can probably prioritize elsewhere.
Would you care to give him a new nickname?
What is he? Is he Honey Boo Boo? Goes from the honey badger to Honey Boo Boo? Now he is going to kick my ass.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Stanford Rout in the building as he is every Wednesday at Sports Radio 610. 8-year NFL vet, runner of one of the fastest combine times in NFL history, joins me and John Lopez right here, 1 o'clock. Stanford, your thoughts on the new nickname for the Honey Badger?
I would not call him that.
No, I wouldn't necessarily do that. He put me on the spot. That's the first thing that came to mind.
All right. I asked you a question.
Yeah.
Like, putting on the spot is a little bit different. Like, putting on the spot is like when you're a kid and you ask if your friend can spend the night with your friend right by you.
I'm not retracting it. I'm just going to watch myself.
Figgy, replay that and tell me that this is putting him on the spot.
Look, I like the guy. I think he can be a contributor, but he's not the honey badger anymore. He's a good NFL safety that you can probably prioritize elsewhere.
Would you care to give him a new nickname?
What is he? Is he Honey Boo Boo?
Come on, man. On the spot. I mean, I'm going to answer
it. I'll embrace it. I'll embrace it. I'm good with it.
So you're going to, that's what you're going with?
Sure, the Honey Boo Boo.
Me Honey Boo Boo child.
It's going to be tough. Stanford, I said that Gronk retiring would be a good thing for the Texans. John Lopez came back and said it would be the worst thing that could happen, and he actually sold it pretty well. John, make your case.
All right, here's what I'm thinking, Stanford, and it really... We're talking about, you know, the show this morning, and I'm like, dude, be careful what you wish for when you talk about wanting Gronk to retire. And here's why. You know the Patriots. Do you think they're going to sit there after Gronk retires and go, like the blackjack dealer, to flip their hands up and down and say, well, it was a good run. We're done. No way in hell.
No, of course not.
They're going to make a big run and a big move. And that big run and big move they've already tried to get, and that's Odell Beckham Jr. They were this close to getting Odell Beckham Jr. last year from the Giants. So here's the thing. The Giants clearly would want to deal, although they backed out at the end, would want to deal or have dealt with the Patriots. The Patriots have, did I say five or six? I think five top 100 picks this year. They've got a first, 2 seconds, and 3 third-round picks this year. So they've got the equity, the capital with which to work and which to offer the Giants. And they've done this. They've done this with Randy Moss, almost this exact same thing, a player that's a little bit out there, a little bit different kind of nut. And the other thing is, from the Giants' perspective, they can save $12 million in dead money if they make the trade after June 1st.
Yes. I agree with you on the point of the Patriots are not going to sit on their hands if Gronk was to retire. And I also see the point that you're trying to make about trading for Randy Moss. I remember on draft day back in 2007, but here's the difference. Randy Moss's contract versus what Odell Beckham's contract is vastly different.
No, that's fair.
And now the Patriots would have to pick up the highest paid contract in NFL history for a receiver. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't see that happening, because let's remember, back when Randy Moss was there in New England for 2007, 2008, 2009, part of 2010, there was magic between Tom Brady and Randy Moss. We all saw that. A whole lot of records that were being broken, but we did not see any rings being transferred over to the New
Although,
England
to
Patriots
be fair, they went 18-1.
Absolutely. But I think for the Patriots, the Bill Belichick way, I don't think that Bill Belichick feels that he needs to have a stud wide receiver outside the numbers in X or Z.
See, I feel
to
like
actually
he does.
To actually get to the promised land, because he hasn't yet.
Because he had Gronk.
Yes, he
is. But when he didn't have Gronk, he had Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, so he still didn't need one. But the last time he needed a big playmaker, it was Randy Moss.
And this is
yes,
the other.
I agree with that. Yeah. But we all see that they've actually won six rings without having a top-notch number one outside the numbers type
but
of guy.
But this is the thing, Stanford. the last two off seasons, the Patriots have shown you that they believe they need vertical threats at wide receiver. They trade a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks. Then they punted on it, traded him to the Rams, and got a first-round pick back. Traded for Josh Gordon mid-season. So they do at least think that they need a vertical threat. But to add to your point, they want to buy low
exactly
when it comes to this. Yes, they don't want to buy high. That's not how they do things.
Exactly. See, notice, they were trying to trade for Odell Beckham before he got that contract, while he was still on that rookie deal, which is manageable. They're not trying to trade for Odell Beckham getting, what is it, 19, 20 million a year?
19
something like
a year
that.
Is
They're
a
not
hit.
Trying to trade for that. Mm-hmm. Of course not. And then as far as Antonio Brown, I think that might also be a good fit as well, him and Tom Brady. But I think that Bill Belichick still wants, ultimately, guys who are going to buy in, guys who are going to actually embody that New England Patriots mantra of shut your mouth, come to work, do your job, not all of the extra antics, things like that. That's what I see. Yes, I get it. I saw the reports about them wanting Odell Beckham very going after him very hard last year. I agree with that. I see that. But at the same time, I think that Bill Belichick still wants people at his price. You see how they went and got Brandon Cooks, and then they immediately what? Got him up out of there because they realized they're going to have to pay him about $80 million. So the New England Patriots do need a deep threat. They do need an outside guy. I think Bill Belichick would much rather do it via the draft or buy low and then sell high.
Here's the counterpoint to you, all right? They are a plug-and-play team. I mean, they will get rid of Pro Bowlers, and they have.
Quickly.
In the secondary, on the defensive line, you can go back as far as you want. The one place they plug and play running backs, they plug and play offensive linemen.
Yeah, they did a receiver,
cornerback,
Randy Moss.
But no, what I'm saying is like just they get just regular old guys that somehow fit their system.
Mm-hmm.
But the one place where they do go for star power is wide receiver. They've always tried to get, like, as you mentioned, Josh Gordon, Randy Moss. They're not as afraid to go after a big ticket item when it comes to wide receiver, other than more so than other positions. And the window's this wide now for Tom Brady.
Yes,
I mean, he may play another 15 years, but we all think it's going to be one, maybe two years.
Yeah, I see maybe about two more years.
So go for it. I think they're equipped to go for it with Odell Beckham Jr., especially when they have the capital.
But this is
they give away draft picks, have draft picks.
But I don't think that they're trying to pay $19, $20 million to a receiver.
Well, I mean, do they want another championship?
But if you look at it from Bill Belichick's standpoint, you just said, do they want another championship? Well, they've already got six, and they got that from not having a high-priced, high-profile, outside-the-numbers X or Z receiver.
No, I mean, they've had Edelman and those guys, but here's the thing. Yes or no, do they win another championship without Gronk and not adding OBJ? No.
Oh, yes, I think they can win another championship.
Without Gronk?
That's the thing. I think they would find somebody or another piece to replace Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they can get away with replacing Gronk.
It's easier said than done, though.
Yeah.
We're
talking about
Gronk,
Bill Belichick here.
But we're talking about Gronk, man. Gronk has been, from this perspective, and I know, like, if it works perfectly, I'm with John that Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham with Brady is scary, but Rob Gronkowski does stuff for the run game.
Mm-hmm.
He's the safety blanket. He generates all that attention. And at age 42, you know this, Stanford, a lot of times it's hard for wide receivers and quarterbacks to get on the same page. Now, it's easier for guys like Odell Beckham and Antonio Brown to get on the same page with Tom Brady, but there's no guarantee that they're going to just be humming immediately.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with that. That's why I say I think that the Patriots would find a way to replace Gronk by either going to go get another tight end, somebody via the draft, signing somebody off the street, off the waiver wire, something like that. I think that there's a way that they can still win another title without Gronk, but without trading for an Odell Beckham type is all I'm basically saying.
There's tight end T.J. Hockenson, out of Iowa. Six touchdowns this year, about 6'5", 250, 4'6", 40. Some drafts have him being that tight end drafted in like the top 15 range, but we know tight ends can slide.
Yes,
if they get this buster and they do part two of Gronkowski or Hernandez or this guy just gets the torch from them, I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Yeah, because think about it. Who actually envisioned seeing Gronkowski and Hernandez for that bit of time that he was there? Who actually envisioned seeing those two tight ends and mostly Gronkowski doing
you
this?
Did?
No. When they got drafted.
No. I mean, I liked Aaron Hernandez
player. So the same way that these two guys, especially Gronkowski, became what they've become in a New England Patriots uniform. Who's to say that somebody else can't become
I understand
the same
that,
thing?
But the clock is ticking, man.
Yes,
I mean,
agree
it
with that.
Is ticking. And if you get
very
off
much
this, pull Odell Beckham off the Giants, put him on your roster, win a Super Bowl. It's really that easy if you're healthy.
But you also can do that with another receiver, is all I'm basically saying.
Yeah.
You don't need that type of star power. We all know OBJ is top three at worst in the NFL as far as receivers.
Yeah.
I'm saying that you don't need a guy who's top three.
And trust
three.
Me, I don't want
you
this to happen.
Top
to,
10,
me
top 15.
To me, it's worst case scenario. This all started because he said one of the best things that could happen to the Texans, Landry did, is Gronk retires. And I went, hold on there.
Yeah.
hold
as,
on
as long as Belichick and Brady aren't retiring,
and if they still, and if they do,
still is it's still
and no matter
quo.
What you nor I say, if they do decide to make this run, I mean, they're better off with OBJ than Gronk.
Because if you look at it, the way the New England Patriots went through a renaissance throughout the season,
yeah,
is just the most fascinating thing ever. Because think about it, right
after that Dolphins loss,
yes,
I was counting them off.
Because think about it, they go against the pretty hot Los Angeles Chargers, slow them down, smack them around. They then go against the Kansas City Chiefs, Pat Mahomes, MVP, and they do a lot of man coverage. Shut them out in the first half.
Yeah, they did.
I got 40 yards offense.
Can you name anybody else in the secondary outside of Stephon Gilmore and Devin McCourty? And those guys are out there playing man-to-man.
McCourty's brother.
They're playing man-to-man coverage against Kansas City Chiefs, the hottest offense in the NFL, Pat Mahomes, the eventual NFL MVP. And then they go against, who is it? Offensive guru, the quarterback whisperer, Sean McVay, against Brandon Cooks, against Robert Woods, against C.J. Anderson.
Todd Gurley.
Against Todd Gurley.
Kinda.
Against all those guys. And they're playing man coverage against those guys. And mind you, we were all talking about the New England Patriots. Man, it seems like time's kind of passed them by. Tom Brady's not looking the same. It seems like the defense doesn't
we do it every year
to the quarterback. Because guess what?
Garbage.
The New England Patriots were the second-to-last team in the NFL as far as sacks in the regular season. Only team worse than them that had less sacks was the Oakland Raiders. And they traded away Khalil Mack before the season opener. Yeah. And then guess what? In the playoffs, in three games, how many sacks did the New England Patriots have?
Have or give up?
No, how many sacks did the New England Patriots have?
They only gave
on
up
defense?
One, right?
No, on defense.
On defense.
They had six within the first two games against the Chargers and the Chiefs.
And then they pressured Goff like crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. So this team went from being the second to worst team in the NFL as far as pressuring the quarterback to seemingly damn near the best one. Yeah. And that's also what helped him win the Super Bowl. So I think that there's a different formula for the New England
Landry's
Patriots.
Sick.
You can the New England Patriots, think about it. They started running the ball more.
Yeah.
They started playing more ball control, leaning on their defense, actually.
They're running a lot of 12 personnel.
Exactly. So when you guys
or
say that,
I mean.
So when you guys say getting if Gronkowski was to retire and then go and sign an OBJ, I don't think that's the only way to skin this cat, because you can look at how they
No, it's not, but it's the scariest.
Game.
Let's continue skinning the cat.
It's the scariest.
Let's continue skinning the cat. Sorry, PETA.
Got to get some more thoughts from Stanford.
Sorry, PETA. By the way, you hate the Patriots, right, J-Lo?
Hate the Patriots.
I don't hate them.
But you love the Aggies, right?
I love the Aggies.
What if Jay Sternberger's a Patriot?
He's a receiving tight end. That guy could have a long career in the NFL, okay. But he's not a big-time blocker.
What are you doing there? You want to pound town or what?
No,
what's going on?
Blocking.
Come on now, Landry.
This is blocking.
Yeah, I mean,
this is pound town.
He was
hands out is blocking. This is pound town.
But this is
come on, Stanford.
This is an audio medium. This is an audio medium. So if I just did that, it wouldn't make any noise. If I
it looked like that, he was being a mime or something like that.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
No, he was a good college blocker. Yeah. I wouldn't trust him in the pros. But he could catch everything.
Speaking of Pound Town, the Rockets, I think they're going to Los Angeles, and they might also be stopping in Pound Town. We're going to get Stanford's thoughts on that. Also going to talk about this Antonio Brown drama and J.D. Clowney Day 2 decision time period, whatever we want to call it. We're going to get Stanford's thoughts. Eight-year NFL vet Stanford Route in the building on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.